Or listening to She's Well Read, a podcast for creatives and anyone wanting a little magic in their lives. I'm your host, Jasmine, and I'm so excited to talk with you today. So go grab your favorite mug, pour yourself a cup of coffee or tea, and let's talk about the things that inspire us. Morning and welcome to She's Well Read. I'm your host, Jasmine, and this is the first episode of my podcast. So before we get into the guests I have, I'm going to call in and what this and talking with her, I want to introduce myself. So my name is Jasmine, like I said, and I'm a recent college graduate who's a freelance writer. And a little bit about my college experience, I guess, is I graduated with a bachelor's in English, and I concentrated or had a minor in creative writing. So I've always loved writing, and I always loved writing fiction, journaling, anything that has to do with writing was something I was definitely interested in. So I soon turned my interests, my fiction writing and my journaling and random writing interest into a blog. So that's where She's Well Read was kind of born. And now I'm turning that medium into a podcast so I can talk about not only my love for writing and creativity, but I can also interview other creative people and hopefully inspire those listening who want to work in creative jobs and do creative things and to like be inspired by these people talking. So that's a little bit about me. You'll get to know me more as this podcast, as each episode comes out. And you can also go to my blog, She's Well Read, and, you know, follow that along because that's more a detailed kind of descriptions of my life. But let's get on with the episode. So this first episode is going to be actually the first episode in a series called Coffee with Creatives. And Coffee with Creatives is basically where I'm going to interview a bunch of creatives and, you know, have coffee with them. They're going to have their coffee or tea or whatever they like to drink, and I'm going to interview them and tell and ask about their jobs, what inspires them, what drives them, and what it's like being a creative and working a creative job, because I know a lot of people associate, you know, don't really know like what it's like, because a lot of creative jobs are new and they're being created every day, so a lot of people don't know about them. So it's going to be good to like kind of shine a light on these people and inspire those listening who might want to work in these jobs that, you know, it's possible. So I'm so excited to introduce to you guys my very first guest, especially since she's an old friend of mine. Her name is Adele Raimondo, and she works for her campus in Boston, and she works in social media, and she's going to explain her job more when I call her in. But she's such a great friend of mine. She's so inspiring, and she has a really awesome Instagram, so I'll definitely link everything so you guys can follow her below. But without further ado, we're going to go ahead and call her. Adele?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Great. Thank you so much for joining us this morning and for being my very first guest on this series. It's very exciting.
Oh my gosh. No problem. I feel so honored. Like, I didn't know I was like, I could be this important to be just even a guest star on something.
So oh my gosh. Awesome. You are, I'm so happy to have you on here. And for those listening, you probably don't know, we went to college together, and she was my CC or campus coordinator for her campus, so it's amazing to have her back like on here and talking again. But okay, so I guess we're gonna get started with the questions if you're ready.
Yeah, I'm super ready. I'm super pumped about this.
Awesome. So before we get started, actually, can you give us like a quick like intro of like tell us like what you like, what you do, just like a little intro for everyone listening?
Yeah, so I'm actually a assistant social video editor at her campus, and this is my first full-time job right after college, and it's basically something or like in a sector that I've always wanted to end up with, which was digital media. I've never really expected to ever end up in a video editor role in my life. It just never seemed like something that would have been my career path, but like here I am now. Originally from Woodbridge, Virginia, and I relocated here to Boston, which is very exciting. I'm so happy to be in this city. It's amazing. It's finally getting warmer and I can finally enjoy being outside. Is there anything else that people should know about me? I mean, like, I'm an Aquarius.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's good. That's very good. You're an Aquarius. I'm a Sagittarius. Okay, yeah. So coffee drink. What's your coffee drink of choice?
So this hasn't been a new thing, but I've always been into matcha lattes. I love matcha lattes. Yeah. They're like my favorite kind of like go-to actual drink. I mean, occasionally if I want like more coffee, I'll get like a mocha. But after moving here, I usually get matcha lattes with oat milk. Not because I have like some dairy kind of intolerance. I just like will switch it up. Like I can drink dairy, but at the same time, like sometimes I want oat milk, and it just provides the same consistency than other milk substitutes. I'm not trying to like sell oat milk or anything. I just like am very passionate about oat milk, and it's like it's actually like a really funny but like also like kind of big part of like our editorial team personality.
Oh really?
Yeah, we're very big like oat milk binges. It's great.
That's great. I'm an almond milk person, but you're making me want to try this oat milk trend.
I'm excited about it. It's really good. It's like, it's just, I think it provides the creaminess that you kind of lack from other like non-dairy products.
Okay, awesome. So yeah, definitely gonna try to go for that in my coffee next time. But it's okay, worth a try. So, yeah, definitely. All right, so let's get started. I guess you kind of answered this, but well, how did you get started in like being interested in social media?
I think if I want to go back to like an origin story about like when I figured like social media might be like the path for me.
Yeah.
It actually didn't really start with like social media, like actual social media sites or like traditional social media sites you think about, like Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. Mine actually kind of started with YouTube.
Oh, okay.
And it was back in 2013, I attended my first VidCon.
I know VidCon.
Yeah, I attended my first VidCon, and I think that whole, like inspired me to kind of, like, go into the whole, like, digital media aspect and, like, getting more into social media, like, taking it a little bit more seriously. And it really did help, like, part of me being really into social media is really part of just being of a fangirl culture.
Okay.
So back like in the day, I used to be like if you talk about it, I'll gush over it. I'm a huge YA novel person, so
me too.
At the time, Hunger Games was my like ish, like that was like everything. Like I was Team PETA guy. Like,
okay, me PETA. Too. I was gonna ask you what you were, but I'm definitely Team PETA too.
I'm Team PETA, and it really helped that Josh Hutcherson was in that role because, like, perfect for that role. But it also in like with me being a big Hunger Games fan, I was also a very huge One Direction fan. Like, such a big fan. Like, went to their concerts before it was even like their own concerts are headlining. They were like opening for Big Time Rush, and I went to their concert. And just kind of like, I think that really coaxed me more to be into social media. I was on Tumblr way more often, making my own Tumblr posts like that were either Hunger Games related or One Direction related. If I ever tweeted anything, it was basically either something like One Direction related or like, you know, retweeting stuff, or like if they're my own original tweets, it might have to do something with like whatever video I put out on YouTube or something like that. So like my start in social media really like truly began over like going to VidCon and like realizing like there's a whole other world of like social media we haven't explored yet. And this was back in like 2013. Where I was like, where people were just starting to become YouTubers, like YouTubers were becoming like a known term, and just kind of being part of that and like growing up like as a fan and seeing like these YouTubers turn into just more than just YouTubers. Now we have like influencers, and now like some YouTubers end up in like TV shows or movies, and like they really get their start from YouTube, and it's like amazing seeing that journey. Like I used to follow and I met Troye Sivan before.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, what? This was like when he was just a YouTuber. I loved his YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. And now he's this amazing like music artist, which I'm so happy for him because that's originally what he always wanted to do. And like, yeah. I love going to his concert. It's such a good energy. But yeah, it's kind of just like being in that fandom area where like you relate with other fans. And so you create content that you know fans will like. You know, yeah. Because you feel this way. So, like, somewhere out there is feeling the exact same thing or, like, is thinking, like, this would be an amazing video that I wish, like, was existing. Just for, like, the purposes of feeling like, wow, like, I'm connected to these fans and, like, this is just, like, a passion project. Which yeah. is, like, basically where my start in social media came. And then as, like, I progressed, I guess it just felt natural. Like, it felt natural to me to just be on social media. So, like, surprising enough, before, like, I even knew personal branding was a thing, all my social media handles are the same. I think yeah. So, like, all my social media handles has always been EDELIEE. And, like, I never changed it only because, like, I hate trying to remember other things to log in.
Oh, yeah, totally.
So, like, that's why all my social media handles from, like, Facebook and like minus the YouTube channel is like more of like an actual like name thought out kind of thing, while yeah. this one is more of like, well, like Twitter and Instagram like have the same thing, and like Tumblr kind of like have the same thing too, just because I was too lazy. But now it's like my personal brand, which like it's something I never thought about,
okay,
until, you know, until it became like in my forefront of like personal branding is like very important to like when you try to get jobs and stuff like that. Yeah. And that was never really brought upon me until like college. So like when college started, like, you know, I guess I started posting more on my Instagram once college started. Like thinking about it now, the progression of me just being more on Instagram, which is now kind of my like go-to social media. For me, like, actually using, like, I use Twitter just to read Twitter and, like, retweet. But for, like, original content, like, you can mostly find it on my, like, Instagram. Kind of deal. And for that, yeah, for, like, getting started at Instagram, it just really had to do with college. Like, I feel like college gave me, like, the environment to actually have something to post that, like, wasn't, like, weird, but, like, also wasn't, like, too personal. It was just more of, like, oh, my God, I did this fun thing this weekend. I saw these fun people, like... Yeah. College gave me all these opportunities to, like, not say, like, post, like, not saying I wouldn't do anything because, like, just to post it. It was just more, like, there were memories that I wanted to share with people. And it's, like,
yeah,
I was, like, proud to, like, have, like, we'll do something with friends. And, like, I wanted to post that because it's, like, I love my friends. So it's, like, I will show anyone, like, the whole world who my friends are and, like, why they're such amazing beings. So that's what, like, a lot of, like, my Instagram is. And, like, if I do post people, it's my friends. I will post, like, selfies because sometimes I'm like, wow, I look so good today. Like, I want to remember that I can look this good today. So,
yeah, and that's selfie. Great. I love when people, like, you know, are feeling themselves and they post a picture and whatever. I love that. And I do that, too.
Yeah. And then, like, or, like, my outfits. So, like, here's the thing about me. I don't repeat outfits. So, like, if I think my outfit is slamming and, like, bumping, I will take an OOTD for it because I'm never going to wear it again. Like, I physically just don't wear, like, really, like, good outfits ever again. Like, I'll wear, like, sweats. Like, you can only have so many combinations with sweats. But, like,
oh, yeah.
If I'm going, like, out in public and I'm, like, not wearing, like, sweats and stuff, like not a full-on, like, sweat gear, then it's, like, I always try to make an effort with my outfit because I feel like if I look good, I feel good on the inside, it doesn't matter what I'm doing, as long as I feel cute, I feel like a little bit more confident in my day.
Yeah definitely. And you have to document this, like, if you have a slamming outfit, you need to be like, hey guys, this is what's gonna look like, because you're probably not gonna see it, you know.
Yeah, so like in sense, like, I think I gained a little bit more like I guess not social, like, I'm trying to confidence. It's more of like, I grew like actual more confidence, like having these outfits and like physically asking someone like to take a photo of you when, you know, like this was kind of like before, like it became a little bit more common.
Yeah,
Like, it's
no,
a
I
little,
get you.
yeah, I get so anxious every single time I try to do it. But, like, now it's, like, less. It's more like, hey, can you take this photo of me, like, really quickly? And, like, I have my go-to friends where I'll be, like, I know they take good photos and they wouldn't, like, question twice. Shout out to Rachel, my roommate. Like, they wouldn't
Yeah.
question twice whether or not, like, I needed why I'm taking this photo. They'll just be, like, oh, she's just gonna post it on Instagram. And it's, like, it's a great way to like meet people but also like show off your personality online.
Yeah, definitely.
And I'm one of those people who tend to either take photos and will post it the day of or the next day. Like it's never kind of like if it's backlog, it's just me going like, oh, I remember doing this kind of thing.
Okay.
It's like in memory, like you're remembering it, but most of the time, every time I post, it's kind of literally happens within a 2-day frame.
Okay. Yeah, that's smart.
It's much more like, I think for me, it's much more realistic because it's like I'm literally posting kind of like in real time. I mean, obviously, I'm gonna enjoy the time and like post the next day if I have
Yeah.
to. Or like if I'm in a different time zone than everyone else that I know on social media, then I'll post like more on their time zone. So when I was in Hawaii, there was an 8-hour time difference. So things that we would do the day before, I would post the next day
Okay, I
because
get you.
that's just when it would make sense for time
Yeah.
wise. But yeah, like everything I usually post is like pretty much in real time.
That's awesome. I know sometimes I'm bad at, like, sometimes I'll be like 3 days in a row posting and then I'll like drop off the face of the earth and like forget to like post. So it's kind of hard for me to keep myself like, 'cause sometimes I'll be like, oh, I have a bunch of stuff going on, and then I'm like doing nothing. I'm like, should I still like post? Like, I feel like being in like, 'cause I'm a blogger, and like, and I feel like I kind of feel like sometimes I'm like, wait, like I'm not really doing anything exciting today, but I need to post, you know? Like, how do you find inspiration to like do stuff on your social media? That's definitely something I struggle with.
So it's, I come from like a very different perspective because in the sense of like, I have my own social media that I tend to hopefully regular, like not regularly post on, but post on enough that like I'm on it. Like people know I'm on it and people know they can reach me on it.
Yeah.
But I also like manage other or like help with like all the other accounts, like National Her Campus accounts. So like, it's a little bit of a balance of doing social media for yourself and if you're doing social media for a brand. So
Okay.
most like 50%, even more than 50%, like at least 80% of my like social media time is used for creating content for a national brand and not me.
Yeah.
And then, but along the way, I get my own personal content and things that we don't post on the national brand or like I can just post on my own Instagram. For an example, like when we went to the Happy Place here in Boston, which was awesome and amazing and such an
Cool.
Instagrammer like friendly playground,
Ooh.
we took so many photos and like a lot of them I would want to post on my own social media, but the main purpose for these photos were to use them for editorial or social, like stuff like that. But we got so many that like we posted on our own social media, like we got our own personal photos that we just wanted.
Okay.
So like any kind of like event stuff like that, I'll post like pretty much within the week. It's not, and like if I post like later, then it's just like a good evergreen photo. But I think like to find inspiration on like what to post if you just don't know what to post, it's like kind of just post what you're feeling or what you're like into. Like what are you looking at that you're really enjoying? So whether it's someone like going on Pinterest and seeing like a nice flat lay. Flat lays really inspire me. I love flat lays. I wish I could like create these gorgeous flat lays all the time, but like I have like the same like 20 products every single time, you know?
No, yeah, I always see those on Pinterest, and I'm a huge Pinterest girl. Like, I go on Pinterest all the time and I'll see those. I'm like, how did they do that? Like, it looks so perfect.
Yeah. My a lot it makes it easy that a lot of my postings are like my OOTDs. So like my inspiration usually just comes from my outfit and like what I'm doing that day. So like and then like selfies are usually like a solid go-to. Like if I feel like getting ready or doing this activity, like you can make a face mask look glamorous, you know? Like you can just like really glam up everyday activities, everyday things. And like not just for like the Instagram, but like glamming it up just feels like you're giving it a little bit more like treatment and giving it a little bit more attention and love, that like the activity just becomes more like relaxing and like therapeutic, and you're like, wow, like people should feel the same feeling, so like I'm gonna post about it, and like it might inspire someone to just, you know, do a face mask that day.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so simple things like that is usually how I find my inspiration. 10 out of 10 my friends are my inspiration, so like if I do post photos like with other people, if there are photos with other people, they're always all my friends, like always on Instagram, like those are the only people who are ever really featured on there. And like, yeah, like also I feel like you shouldn't feel obligated to post every day. I mean, I know it's like very easy to be like consistency is key. But I really think like for me, like if consistency is kind of key, like you still want to also be like very much authentic. Again, like different rules apply. If Instagram is literally like your livelihood, like you're going to have to work out parameters for that. But for me, like just being able to post on social media is like giving like people more of like a background or like, I guess like a special feature, like inside like look into my life, I guess. And it's just to show that like I think it helps that with me working with a brand where like I am on like some of the videos, or like, you know, I will get this some kind of social presence that I was never really expecting. People are gonna want to like maybe know a little bit more about your life or what you're doing. I mean, let alone like when you graduate college, sometimes you just want to follow along to see like where people end up like right after graduation, you know? And social media has made it really easy for that. And it comes with its own, like, pros and cons with that, you know? It's so easy to stay connected with people. But at the same time, like, it's very easy to compare yourself to, like, where people are in life.
Oh, yeah. And I am a big – I do that all the time, and it's bad because I'll go through my feed, and I follow all these great bloggers and stuff, you know, for inspiration, but also I'll see them. I'm like, wow, like – you look amazing. You're like, you're just drinking your like green smoothie, and I'm just like in sweats, like not getting out of bed yet. Like,
yeah, I feel like that's like a really hard part to navigate, but like at the same time, it's a like you just have to step back and be like, no, like at some point they were doing the same thing I was doing, you know? Like,
yeah,
they're like probably just struggling as much as like me, but like you can take inspiration from them, but you should never feel, no matter where you are, whether you're like a blogger looking at other bloggers or just a post grad looking at everyone deal with post grad. You know, you're on the path that like you can really do anything, like at that point, like post grad, like you're never ever really confined to a box unless you let yourself be confined to a box. And you know, you kind of just have to be open-minded. And, you know, being open-minded sometimes comes with, like, sacrificing things that you, like, really, truly, deeply, like, cared about or, like, was really important to you. But you sacrifice parts of them because you're, like, realizing, like, something has to change in order to something new to happen, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You can't just stagnantly, like, wait there and magically something happens. But again, like, everyone's moving at their own pace. Like, people decide what... Sorry, you can literally hear everything.
That's okay. You're totally...
My apartment. I live right by Fenway, so, like...
Oh, wow.
You can hear just, like, everything on this road. I don't know what's going on.
We got it.
It's just a city life, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But either way, yeah. So, like, you really can't compare yourself to others, because other, like, no one's story is exactly the same. No one's journey is exactly the same. And it's, like, you have, like, you can't be happy if you keep comparing yourself to others. And, like, I find that, like, people who, like, generally are just happy, like, really, like, their life just kind of, like, skyrockets or just takes off to, like, the direction they're loving.
Yeah. And
so, like, part of it is, you know, you have to put in a little work and you have to want it, you know? You can't just, like, expect it to happen. You have to want it and you have to go for it. But you should also, like, be happy with what you're doing, because it's ultimately, like, your life. And, like, don't compare yourself to other people. I think, like, that's the one thing you can walk away with, like, after college is, like, don't compare yourself to, like, what others are doing, because, you know, you may have done a different major from them, or you may have, like, you know, have a different, like, feeling of what you want to do. It's okay if you don't get a job straight out of college. I waited. I waited and found the opportunity that, like, worked the best for me. I mean, I was ready to, like, intern for, like, a really long time and live at home, or, like, you know, do freelance gigs. I was just ready to do, like, things where, like, I might have to sacrifice on not having my own place for a while. Or, like, I have to sacrifice not moving to a new city. And, like, opportunities just kind of come your way. And, like, as long as you're, like, you like what you're doing, you're gonna be successful in no matter what.
Yeah, it's great. That's great advice for anything, I feel like. Yeah,
yeah, just really for anything. Like,
yeah. But yeah, so moving back to, like, your job at her campus, can you walk us through a typical day for you, or, like, some, like, kind of like your routine that you kind of go through?
The only routine I ever have is to show up around, like, 9-ish and, like, make sure all, like, I know what meetings I'm having that day, and then, like, what I, like, we'll use Slack, and, like, we'll Slack, like, what we're planning to do that day.
Okay.
I get my coffee. I kind of just get settled in, talk to a few coworkers. You know, that's just, like, what the most routine thing that happens in my day, because, like, after that, literally anything can happen. One day I could be on a shoot, one day I could be filming a video, another day I could be having a photo shoot, next other days I could just be pre-production planning, like, scripting and, like, sending out emails. Other days I might have more meetings than others, or, like, some days are, like, oh, we have an event coming up, so a lot of the things will focus around that event. And then some days I'll go to work and I'll just do, like, a lot of, like, I'll be editing videos. There's, like, a lot that I do, and, like, it's never the same thing every day. And that sounds like a little cliche, like, every day is a different day, but, like, I think with my job and the nature of it, every day is a different day.
Yeah.
Nothing's ever really the same. I am the first person to ever, like, hold this role. Like,
oh, really? That must be amazing.
So there was no, like, person above me that had this role. There's no structure. So, like, I'm kind of forming the structure as I go.
Mm.
And, like, so I love the flexibility of it all. But coming with flexibility, there's ambiguity. And you have to be, I guess, if you're ever in a role like mine or ever in a situation, you have to be comfortable with ambiguity to be flexible.
Yeah, definitely.
And so, like, yeah, so my role is never really the same. Some days I'll be editing videos all day. Like, I'll come in with a game plan, but, like, 10 out of 10, that game plan is gonna just, like, derail after, like, the first thing, realizing, like, some things takes precedent over others.
Yeah.
And then throughout the day, like, whatever, you know, you might get emails that might, like, switch the gears for a bit. And you just have to be, like, really on your toes and, like, yeah, just on your toes and ready. But, like, it makes my job very enjoyable. Like,
yeah,
I never feel like anything's really mundane and, like, just so repetitive. Like, there's always just new things for me to do, and, like, I'm just learning constantly, and, like, it really helps too that, like, I love the people that I work with.
That's great.
Yeah, I love my team. They're just, like, amazing human beings, like, work-wise, but also, like, outside of work. Our social life together is just amazing, and, like, we're, like, genuinely friends, and which is, like, great, because it's, like, I just moved to this new city, I don't know anyone, and, like, the fact that, like, I was able to, like, foster that relationship with my coworkers is just, like, amazing, and kind of just makes moving to a new place and, like, being an adult a little bit easier, you know?
Yeah, definitely. It definitely helps to have people who are supportive and nice, you know, like, who you're working around, because I feel like that makes a big difference. I know when I was working, even, like, you know, working in college, I had really nice coworkers that I could talk to, you know, vent to sometimes, and it was great because, like, you know, you want to be in a positive environment.
Yeah, like, you know, the work culture is changing, and being nice does take you so far. Like, you don't, like, so we just got back from her conference, and one of the speakers said, like, you know, being cutthroat isn't going to always be the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes, like, not even sometimes, but, like, legitimately being nice just gets you so far. And, like,
definitely.
Yeah, and don't ever worry about being taken advantage of. Like, you can still be nice, but you can also still, like, know your worth.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing I kind of struggle with in high school and, like, a little bit of college. But I feel like in college I kind of got out of it because I always thought that, like, in order to be nice, I had to just take everything people gave me. But you don't need to do that. Like, you can still, you can still, like, ask for things you want and not take everything everyone gives you.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you don't have to take crap from people, but you also don't have to be mean about it. Like,
yeah, I think
there's something that shows, like, a really strong person can do that. You know, like, a really confident person can be nice but not condescending, you know? Yeah. Or, like, mean. Like, you can respect yourself still, but also, like, have respect for others.
Yeah.
And, like, finding that balance, it's, you know, you kind of just feel, like, more at ease. And, like, I feel like once you find that balance, like, life just starts kind of, like, making sense.
Yeah.
For, like, a little bit.
Yeah.
It'll just start making sense for, like, a little bit. And you're like, oh, okay. Like, things are going the way they should be going.
Yeah, definitely. So, for my next question, let's see. Okay. So, what are some obstacles you've, like, face what working as a creative, because like this is like the coffee, this podcast series is called Coffee with Creatives. Mm-hmm. And so as a creative, what is something you've kind of feel like an obstacle you've kind of faced, and what have you done to overcome that, you know, working in social media and everything?
I guess like original ideas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is something I think everyone kind of just struggles with, because, you know, someone might come up with this really great idea and then you're feeling like, why can't, that's amazing. Like, we should have just came up with that. Like, that
yeah.
was the thing. But, like, I guess the most creative ideas that work the best are the ones that, like, feel real.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell that a part of the that kind of idea, part of the person's in it. They kind of like really put their heart in it, and it works so well because it like it was something that like just made sense and like fell in the right place. I guess with like coming up with like original ideas, I just think about like what I like doing and what would just feel natural for me to do. And again, like a lot of my kind of role in social media and like life is kind of on camera a lot of the time. So, like, obviously it has to translate well in that sense.
Okay.
Yeah, so it has to kind of just translate well, like, for my kind of content ideas. But then, like, overall, just in creativity, like, if you're creative, I think, like, the obstacle of finding these original ideas, like, comes from, like, taking inspo from a bunch of ideas together. And, like,
mm-hmm.
this new thing is going to come from it.
Definitely.
I feel like the way I navigate like original ideas, like I'll step away and like not think about it for a while. Like I'll like live my life without thinking, like just like without thinking about work, and then
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden like, oh, like this makes so much sense. I get this like inspo, and then I'll like either like text my work group chat or like send myself a note so I don't forget about it. But then like that's where I kind of find these ideas, and then I'm definitely collaborating with collaborating with other creatives is like a magical experience, and I love collaboration. I think I really find my energy, like I get my energy through work by collaborating with others and like communicating and physically talking to people like that I work with, and like I find my energy in that, and that's what energizes me to keep going and keep like pushing forward and like really like get down to the grind, I guess. Like I find my energy like to do work from like collaborating with others and like talk to my coworkers, and like that's how I get the most of my ideas.
No, I completely agree, and it can be so inspiring to talk to someone. I personally like doing this stuff. I love listening to people talk about things they love, and that's a big part of why I started this podcast. So I get so inspired by just hearing people talk about what they do. So, and I'm sure other people, like people listening, can be inspired by that as well. So that's a big reason why I started this.
Ah, that's amazing. I love like inspiring, like being inspired by people. I also just love like helping people out. Like, and I love helping other creatives out. Like, we get it, it's like kind of sometimes like a dog eat dog group, but like when you help like other creatives out, again, like it goes back to just being nice. Being nice goes a really long way, and I find joy in just helping people out and like reach their dreams. Like, I like knowing that I can help someone get to like the place they want to be. Like, I think that's where I find like my happiness. I think that's what like success is to me. It's like if I'm at a point in place or in a point in position where like helping, I can help someone out. Like, I have the leverage to help someone out and help them like achieve their goals. And like, that makes me happy.
I love that. That's so awesome. So what is, I only have a few questions left, but what has been your favorite part? You kind of maybe have like gone over this a little bit, but what has been your favorite part about working in social media or like social media in general?
I like it because it's always changing. It's always new and exciting. You never know what's gonna be like the next meme or like the next trend. But it's also like I love social media too because it's like I still feel connected to people who I don't see all the time. Or I'm connected to people who like I've never met before in my life, but like I know that if we were to meet in person, it would be magic. Like it would like we would just mesh so well. And like have great conversations, you know? There's this amazing quality of social media that is like brings you this interconnectedness and closeness. While at the same time, you know, it's kind of like a double-edged sword where sometimes that brings you like very distant, like stuff like that. And like, you know, there's its pros and cons. I
Yeah,
think like,
definitely.
yeah, but I just like love working in social media just for the aspect of like it is always changing, but at the same time, it also holds like your best memories.
Awesome. Yeah, I completely agree. 'Cause if you think about it, like years and years ago, like we didn't have the technology to do what we do today. And like 'cause I have friends in different states and stuff, and I can like talk to them over the phone and like, you know, like talk to them over Instagram. And then, yeah, like you said, I've met people over Twitter and like I've met people like through YouTube, and I'm just like, that's crazy to think about. But like you know, our world is like huge when you think about like social media and everything.
Yeah, and like I just love that interconnectedness of it all. And like I think you have to just like for me, I guess like social media is more of like a pro in a sense for my life because it just makes sense in my life, you know? Well, for others it might not, and that's fine. That's perfectly fine. But like yeah, no, that's like completely fine. I think just think like per like depending on the person, like social media can be like right for you, but it also like it shouldn't be everything.
Yeah, definitely. 'Cause you have to take you have to give it comes with a little bit, 'cause I know some people can be obsessed with it, and then that is when you know when you're always being obsessed with how many followers you have and like likes and stuff, and it can be too much. But you gotta have a balance, right? Is that what you kind of would say about it?
Yeah, you definitely have to have a balance. I know when I find how I find balance, it's like if I'm doing a lot of work and doing a lot of social media work, like my break is sometimes just watching other people's content. Like it's like kind of just like stepping away from like what you normally do and just watching content you enjoy. And then like you don't have to post on your own social media, but like you can enjoy others or like even just like not doing social media. Just like either reading a good book or like just going on a walk, hanging out with friends. Like, it's a nice break, and like you have to know when to take them and when you like really deserve them. And again, it's just like social media is this amazing tool that can connect everyone, but you also know need to know how to like step away from it
Oh,
and
yeah,
like connect
definitely.
with yourself and like connect with those immediately around you.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today. I have one more question. Well, I have a couple, I guess two more questions. But I guess this one is more directed for you, for the audience. But what advice do you have for girls or anyone who want a job like yours in social media in terms of, like, internships, like, getting experience, connections, like, stuff like that?
Rule one, you should network. Networking is an amazing thing to do. I know it like sounds super cliche, but literally when you want a job in the media, networking gets your foot in the door. Take any opportunity to network. I guess too, what really helped me was that I had a personal brand and something that I could easily pitch to people, and it didn't feel like fake at all. Like, I was just pitching myself because that was me. And you find the jobs that are right for you by doing that, because ultimately a lot of the hiring choices is kind of like, yes, you get through like the initial hurdles of like getting your resume read and doing the first initial interview. But then like the two other like interviews just really focus on how well you would work within the team.
Yeah, definitely.
It's definitely more of like a culture fit.
Yeah.
Usually with the interviews, because you can have the technical skills. Your technical skills could be amazing. But if you can't mesh well with the culture of the company, then that's where you kind of lose a bit of it.
Okay. Yeah, I get that.
But like definitely work on your personal brand, make sure it's authentic to you. Like, you're gonna find the thing you're good at because you know what you like, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
And then I guess like just don't give up, and like don't ever feel like you're failing at something because you're not at the point you wanted to be and that you thought you were gonna be at. Mm-hmm. You know, like just because you're not at that point where you imagined yourself to be like 2 years ago doesn't mean you're not succeeding at it. I feel like you need to have perseverance and like kind of like a little bit of a tough skin in like this industry, because it's like, it is hard. It is a lot of work, and it's a lot of work that sometimes goes unnoticed for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But that shouldn't deter you from doing what you love and being able to like control what you do and like, you know, monetize the skills that you have.
Yeah.
Don't measure your worth just because like things aren't picking up immediately, because they're not. It takes time. It really takes time to build, like to get yourself known, but like, you know, you got to stay consistent and you got to still have the drive for it. Like, if it no longer gives you joy, then it's not the place you should be at.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's okay.
Yeah, you want to be somewhere where you're happy and you feel like it's a good fit for you. Definitely. I agree. So, well, thank you, Adele, so much for being my first guest. I definitely have a different perspective of social media now. Now that I'm not just like, you know, like now that I hear everything you do in your perspective, I definitely have a different appreciation for it. I'm sure everyone listening does too. Is there anything else you want to say before we end the episode?
I think what you're doing is amazing. I was so happy that you reached out and you're doing this, and like you're gonna do amazing at it, and you're such a creative person. And I love seeing all your like creativity turn into like these kinds of media projects or like blogs and like podcasts. I think it's amazing.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I guess like I don't really have anything else to say. I'm like, if anyone ever wants to talk, like, I'm always open to talking. Like, I don't know. I just like getting to know people and, like, love being on here and being able to, like, share my story with you all.
Awesome. Well, yeah. Well, this podcast is called She's Well Read. So before we end it, I want to know, what's your favorite book?
My favorite book. Or something
you're reading right now, too, even.
Okay. I think my favorite – I would say that my favorite author, like, at the moment is Jenny Han. And it's because – was obsessed with the Summer I Turned Pretty series, but also To All the Boys I Ever Loved Before.
I still need to watch that movie.
Oh, I love it. And yeah, so like Jenny Han like just has my heart, and both those series are like near and dear to me.
Awesome. Well, I'll definitely have to watch. I need to There's books, right? Yeah. There's a book for that movie too, right?
There
yeah,
are I definitely three, need to read. Yeah. There are, so she does trilogies. So there mm-hmm. are three books to the To All the Boys I Ever Loved series. So
well, awesome.
10 out of 10 would recommend.
Yeah, all right. I'm definitely gonna put that on my list. But thank you so much. And I think we're this has been awesome talking with you today.
Yeah, this was great. It was also great kind of just like connecting with people that like from the past, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you so much for listening to the first episode of She's Well Read. I had an amazing time talking to Adele this morning, and I can't wait to interview more creatives and share their dreams and passions with you all. Make sure you are following us on social media to stay updated. All of our links will be in the description below, and I will be sharing Adele's on our Instagram if you want to follow her as well. With that being said, I hope you have a magical day, and I will see you soon.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.